Casey Corcoran Podcast.
I'm in Los Angeles, home of the El Nino. And also, I've been saying all morning that, I'm here in the studio of a very, very famous broadcaster. And I know that you guys don't believe that that's where I really am. But even though it is only about 7:30 in the morning, Los Angeles time, here's the man himself.
Well, this is Casey Kasem, along with JC, saying hi to you, Karen, and to Schlanger, and also to Misha.
Hey, how are you?
Well, great. What a nice surprise here to be able to speak to St. Louis. Last time I was in St. Louis was for the David Letterman show, and we were at the Arch there, right?
Right. Casey and I were on the Casino Queen doing a live shot back for Letterman, and Casey was on the Pants Across America.
That Pants Across America. He does some dumb things.
Where were your stops? You went to St. Louis and where else?
Yeah, and then the fate up in South Dakota.
Right.
And then Las Vegas, as you mentioned, and St. Louis. I'm trying to think of the other places.
You ended up out here, didn't you?
Yes, that's right. We ended up here, and then
I think the Grand Canyon was one of the stops.
Oh, that's that. Oh, that was awesome.
Was I with you on this trip?
How could I forget that the Grand Canyon? I mean, that's the most awesome thing I've ever seen.
Yeah. So I'm surprised to see you here this early in the morning. Are you getting ready to record your show?
Yeah, we're doing our special. We do three specials a year, counting down the year-end hits, because we do three different countdowns, and then the daily five-minute show, and then I'm doing the Nick at Night countdown again this year for the ninth year for their top 25 shows, and then the video show for VH1, counting that down, too. So it's a busy time.
Yeah. Casey, what do you think? You walk into work on a Monday morning, and you see JC in your studio. You got to think, oh, God, it's another Monday.
No, I just thought I was fired. That's all.
now, Karen, being the big VH1 fan that you are, there you go. You want to ask Casey? Maybe you could put in a special long-distance dedication right now.
There you go.
Oh, Casey, whatever you'd like to dedicate to me would be fine.
Oh, well, we'll have to wait until we get a television dedication show.
You better do it. Her husband's a cop. So
okay.
Thank you very much for coming by.
JC, what a pleasure. And everybody in St. Louis, happy holidays.
You too, Casey.
Thank you very much. Okay, great. There you go, folks. Casey
wow.
Kasem.
I'm going to keep my feet on the ground and
keep reaching
for the stars.
See, I knew that everybody thought I was making this up, that I was in Casey Kasem's
I know, you
studio.
Startled us.
That was a good voice you did right there.
Yeah.
He's out there to get Don on the phone right now to get me a call.
Did you even mention that to him?
No, I waited until he was gone.
No, I'm just getting warmed up.
Happy to see you again.
Don't be nervous. Don't be rocky. You're a teenage guest disc jockey now.
And let me begin by wishing you a beautiful look.
Did that voice inside you say, I've heard it all before? It's like deja vu all over.
It's Tuesday, October 26, 2021, here at jcontheline.com. How you doing, kids? We have a special edition here today, and here's the reason why. There's two reasons. Number one, my throat is not doing any better. If you were listening yesterday, it probably didn't even sound like me because I had that surgery last week, and the combination of them shoving that hose down your throat, plus the steroids they give you as part of the recovery process, is just wreaking havoc with my vocal cords. And to be honest with you, I almost lost my voice in the middle of the podcast yesterday, and things are a little worse today. This will get better. It'll be fine. But right now, it's sort of touch and go. So there's no way I'm going to be able to sit here and talk for a half an hour today, so I have a better idea. Unfortunately, that better idea commemorates an anniversary I'd rather not think about, but it's like anything else. It depends on your perspective and how you decide to spin the entire thing. And in this particular case, it was 12 years ago today that we did our last edition of the morning showgram on the old classic hit station, K-Hits 96. We started with JC and the U-Man. We added Jen Sparks, and then we added Laurie Mack. And then Jen left, and we added Carl the intern. And 12 years ago today, in the midst of a lot of chaos in the broadcast industry, with everything from deregulation to economic issues and stuff like that, for years I told you that people who run radio stations are not necessarily the smartest people. I mean, think about what a radio station is. It's a license to print money. Just basically here, put some stuff on the air and start selling commercials. Seems too easy. turns out it's very complicated and very difficult. And the guy who owned the company, owned the radio station, was in severe financial straits, almost lost the entire company, and therefore they had to start jettisoning anything that cost money. And the edict came down from the Home Office. You don't need to go like cut, you know, 10 or 15% off your budget. You need to cut like 40% off your budget. The week before we got whacked, I think four people were let go. Six people were let go on the day they pulled the plug on our show, including Katie Cruz over on the KC side of things. 6-8 months down the road after they pulled the plug on our show, they tried something else, and all of a sudden they're playing Eddie Rabbit records. Eddie Rabbit on K-Hits 96. And then that didn't work. So a couple of months later, they swung the other way and they were playing Blind Melon. And it's like, what are you guys doing? And it was sort of like a piece of wire, you know, like a piece of stiff wire. If you bend it back and forth too many times, bend it back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, eventually the wire just snaps. And that's what happened. And that radio station was then gone. And I think they've tried two or three different things since then. Station was eventually sold, and I don't even know what's going on right now. A lot of the people who hated us tried to make that story into something that it wasn't. It's like, we didn't do anything wrong. We just cost too much money. Interestingly, there's a trend around the country of bringing people like me back to radio stations after a long hiatus, happening all over the country. They haven't figured that out in St. Louis yet. Maybe they will someday. Maybe the story is not over yet. Who knows? Anyhow, with all that in mind and my throat in the condition that it's in, I've picked out a handful of my favorite segments from the old K-Hits 96 morning show with JC, Sparky, Mac, Carl the intern, and the U-Man. Now, what they used to do is once or twice a year, we get a call from Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida, and they'd say, come on down, we'll accommodate you, put you in a nice hotel, and you do the show from the lobby of the Animal Kingdom or something like that. Just sort of hang out and talk about how great Disney is, and we'll pick up the tab. You do the radio shows. We'll supply everything. Come on down. And so we did. This has always been one of my favorite things because it sort of highlights the dynamic between the U-Man and Laurie Mack. I love this bit. Off to Orlando, Florida, and here is the first segment I've chosen for you today on the 12th anniversary of Armageddon. Here we go.
I have an entire list of Disney stuff here.
Okay.
As we get ready for our big giveaway starting Monday morning. As soon as you know the movie, you yell it out.
Ooh, I may not be very good at this at all.
Well, good then, John. Kick her ass. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'll try. I'll try, JC.
She didn't have sparks to gang up on us.
Go
okay?
easy on me.
I'll do my best.
All right, so let's chick in the studio.
See how you do here. As soon as you know the movie, go.
Be
Oh, Beauty and the Beast.
Yes.
John.
Beauty and the Beast.
That's the second best Disney movie ever.
Keep score.
Okay. Oh, great.
She was right. If I say she's right, does that mean that, well, I knew it.
John, here you go. Here's number two.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Dance with music. Music's out of music. No.
Mary Poppins is right.
I'm sure that was some quality radio right there. As we freak out.
All right, here we go. John, here we go.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple
Winnie the Pooh.
What'd you say?
Jungle Book
is right. John, are you in the house much?
I just can't get that stuff fast. I don't know. All right, come on. I can't get shut out.
Come on, here we go. Give me a hint. It's Randy Newman.
Yeah, I know that.
Got a friend.
Is it Monsters, Inc.?
Nope.
You've got a friend.
The other one. Monsters, Inc.
Toy Story.
I couldn't think of it. Oh. Chicks Five, Dudes Zero.
There we go.
The Lion King.
John gets on the board.
I was going to say Survivor, but then I remembered it's not a Disney product.
It does
product.
Kind of sound like that.
Survivor. It's the only thing they don't know. Here we go.
A Lion King.
Very good. Just can't wait to be king. As long as I keep giving John Lion King.
I just watched it the other day with my daughter.
As long as they keep giving John Lion King questions, he's doing well.
Hakuna
Lion King.
Lion King.
Lion King.
Oh, damn it.
All right, here's the next one.
Lion King.
You're right. She's just yelling out Lion King.
She's trying to kill me.
All right, here we go.
Lion King.
No. Ooh. Bill Collins.
Yeah,
the other one.
The Indian girl.
The Indian girl.
It's not Mulan.
Pocahontas. Nakasima, yeah. Pocahontas.
No.
Mulan?
No.
No. Tarzan.
Tarzan is right.
Damn it! Pocahontas. No.
No.
The same one.
Tarzan?
Tarzan.
I want to be in Jeopardy with you because you almost give the answer, but you get it wrong, and then I'll just sneak in and get it right.
Just lay in the weeds and hammer me.
I feel like Alex Trebek. Ooh, I'm so sorry. No, it's not. Rosie O'Donnell.
Mulan.
Little Mermaid?
Nope.
Lion King.
That's Ellen DeGeneres right there with the low voice. No, that's Tarzan also. That's Tarzan.
Oh, yeah, man.
I didn't see that one. Yeah. Right now, it's 9 for the chicks, 2 for the dudes, and I gave them both of them.
I got to try to keep you from getting 10. Come on.
Oh, God.
All right, so there it is, segment number 1 from the archives. So when I hear stuff like this, it just really pisses me off to think that 12 years ago, they could not figure out a way to keep us on that radio station. Listen to how funny this stuff is. It's like, how were you not able to make this work? Anyhow, I digress. All right, up next is one of my all-time favorite bits also, and one of yours, because this one gets requested so often. Sometimes, you know, it'd be 4:15 in the morning, I would be standing in the shower, and I'd have a fabulous idea. By the time I would get to the radio station an hour later, I'd think to myself, that's a dumb idea. But every once in a while, one would stick with me and just say, no, that actually was a good idea.
And I have this idea. Jennifer Sparks, mm-hmm. Jen, buys the building next to Bar Italia. Jen, you buy the building next to Bar Italia, and you open up a restaurant there, and the restaurant is called Jen? Genitalia.
Fine Italian eating place. Yes.
So to speak.
Yes. And lessons.
That is nasty.
And that could be your slogan.
Come, definitely come.
Come as you are.
Come to genitalia.
Yeah.
It's all seafood.
Oh my God.
I would definitely eat at genitalia.
Oh my God. This is so wrong.
You can eat as much as you want and never get full.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Hey, they could serve Rocky Mountain oysters. They got tacos?
Oh, my.
Italian.
Yeah, I guess they would have box lunches, huh?
I guess it gives new meaning to the word eating out, huh?
Can I come inside genitalia? Hey, you know, you could decorate the interior to look like a community center, you know. So you think you were eating at the Y? Every item comes with a cream sauce.
Oh, damn it!
Do they deliver?
Do they deliver?
Hey, take home a snatch.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Well, that turned ugly real quick.
And you had such a good intention when you brought it up.
Yeah, and thanks for including my name in that.
They have finger food.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, last time I ate there, I had a ball.
Last time he ate there, he had a ball.
I'm sure there'd be plenty of liquor in their drinks.
Oh, God.
Liquor in the front, poker in the back.
Oh, my God.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was just thinking I wanted to set up a reservation for the genitalia. Oh,
yes.
I heard it was set up like an Irish pub.
Actually, it's not an Irish pub. It's an Irish pub.
Oh, that's right.
Is it true that genitalia is closed 1 week out of every month?
Oh, God.
Hey, at that restaurant, what was the name?
Genitalia.
Right. What's the spread like?
Oh,
no.
Hey, isn't the bartender a genitalia? What's his name? Dick Benigna? Hey, I thought the maitre d's name was Pat McGroin. Yeah, I'm looking for an opening. Do you think the restaurant has a position for me?
Jeez. Ty.
Yeah, I heard they had curb service, but only if you showed up in a Hummer. Where the customer comes first.
No. You guys see the special there today?
What's that?
The fur burger, order a size, and a quick shake.
Oh, no.
Your slogan should be first served, first come.
The house dressing, vinegar, and water.
Oh, God.
But it's served fresh daily.
Well, they thought about having some musical entertainment on the weekends, uh-huh. And they said two nuts are trying to shove an organ in here.
Oh, my God.
Still one of the best. Still one of the best. Okay, what we tried to do on the old show is bring you big-time celebrities. You know, there's a lot of radio stations. There's radio stations still on the air right now. Today on the program, we'll be interviewing the grandson of the Lennon sisters. You're like, what the fuck? We tried to bring you big-time celebrities. And you have to understand now, they're waiting to come on the air. It might be in a commercial break or something like that, but the person in New York who we're interviewing is already connected, and they're listening to what's on the air here in St. Louis while they're getting ready to be told, okay, the interview has begun, we're on the air. And I don't think any of these people ever paid attention to what they were hearing right before we went on the air live with the interview. But one person we know who was paying attention was Carrie Fisher.
I think it's appropriate, by the way, that you're interviewing me right after the Viagra and Cialis ad.
Yeah, well, let's start right there. Your new memoirs.
I didn't know it cost $3 a pill for Viagra.
Hey, we're paying big money for those stiffies, you know.
Yeah, that's $3 an erection.
That's right. Somehow when it's all over with, Carrie, it seems like money well spent.
Worth it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so your new book published by Simon & Schuster, it's your memoirs, it's Wishful Drinking is the name. I want to start right at the beginning, and for me at least, in terms of, this was the first question I was ready to ask you, and it is two 60 Minutes questions. You appeared on 60 Minutes a couple of years back, and you were talking about problems with your love life, and I still remember this, because You said what they, I was single at the time, because I remember this, and you said, you know, your friends always say, oh, Carrie, you know, as soon as you stop looking, you'll find someone.
Oh, yes.
And you said, or how about this? No, you don't. Please tell me that somebody's got their hooks into that luscious flesh of yours these days.
Maybe sometimes that luscious flesh. And there's a lot more of it.
But we got something going on these days?
Don't ask me that. Well, all right. So that, yeah, you know, occasionally I you know, hire a hooker. But, you know. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's for that. You've made me blush.
Yeah, that I've done my work here.
That's really, really hard to do. Awesome.
Yeah. Today, by the way, is the 30-year anniversary of Belushi and Aykroyd recording Soul Man. Today is the 30th anniversary of that song having been recorded. That was a weird one, but we were joking before we went out about Vancouver, British Columbia. We went to see Lethal Weapon 2. I was doing those movie junkets. And they said, oh, while you're out there, would you mind seeing another movie? I was like, sure, what is it? Like, oh, it's this thing called When Harry Met Sally. I'm like, sure, whatever. Carrie, the studio had no idea what they had with that movie. Did you guys have any idea when you were doing it?
Totally. I mean, I don't know if I thought it was going to be like a bit. It was a great, great script. Like Star Wars was a great script. But you never know that something, it's going to be a blockbuster, whatever you call that. But yeah, I knew it was going to be great.
Well, you know, I told you I had two 60 Minutes questions, and here's the other one. Okay. You know, Paul Simon, your ex-husband, had been on 60 Minutes, and he's being interviewed, and near the end of the interview, he's talking about everything and sort of reveals the fact that even though you guys were not together anymore, that you were the true love of his life. I'm sure you saw that. You weren't together.
I didn't. When the hell was that?
Well, it was on many, many years ago, but I mean, it was after your divorce, and I thought to myself,
maybe we'll get back together.
Well, we all know what went wrong in each of our first marriages, and there's a couple of people in the room, present company included, that had a first marriage. Didn't work out. We think we know after years have passed why it didn't work out, and because you're celebrities, people always wonder about that. Do you have, with the passage of all this time, any reasons that you think that that did not work out?
Well, we were two flowers, no gardener. No one was minding the relationship.
Brilliant.
You realize people are going to steal that one.
Well, I'm sure that, you know, it didn't help that I was taking drugs. That couldn't have been a lot of fun for him. You know, when I was really young when we started together, he was like my high school sweetheart. I was 21. So we were together for about 12 years. And we were either got along fantastic or just, you know, not.
No middle ground.
Not fantastic. But, you know, we were the same size. I used to tell him not to stand next to me at parties because we'd look like salt and pepper shakers. And if we'd had a child, it would have been so short, we wouldn't have seen it till it was three.
Well, if people put your book down called Wishful Drinking, published again by Simon & Schuster, and they've closed the book and they're like, wow, that was interesting. What do you have any hope for what people will take away from your life experiences and your memoirs?
Oh, you know, my thing is, if my life wasn't funny, it would just be true. And that is unacceptable. And what I found through going through a lot of whatever the hell I've gone through is that many of us find heaven by backing away from hell. And if I can get through a lot of the things that I've gotten to, and I have a lot of things that are really advantages, but if I can get through ECT, drug addiction, divorces, whatever it is, and come out fairly unscathed, then anybody can do it.
Well, you're certainly worth each of the $3 I've spent on those Viagra pills here today. So we really do appreciate it. Wishful Drinking is the name of the book published by Simon & Schuster. Carrie Fisher, thank you for spending a little time with us here in St. Louis.
Thank you.
I made Carrie Fisher blush. How about that? Oh, and by the way, being the Star Wars geeks that they are, Carl the intern and all of his friends, apparently back in high school, it may have even been grade school, I don't know, they made a pact that out of his little Star Wars group, whoever got to speak to Carrie Fisher first, because they all thought that was the Holy Grail, you know, one of these days, someday, we might actually interview Carrie Fisher, or we might run into her at an airport or just something. But all I know, this particular day, Carl the intern's stock went way up. All right, back into the archives right now, and you may recall this from about, I'm going to say like 13, 14 years ago, and this segment is simply called Miss South Carolina.
This thing is on YouTube, and we're going to make it Captain Carl's video of the day at Captain Carl's Daily Blarg, spelled with three R's, by the way, if you want to win a trivia contest. And this thing, we played the audio for it, but the video that goes with it is terrific. And the thing about this is,
there's two versions.
There's two versions. The first version is just the one. It's just the video from the Miss Teen USA pageant the other night. And that got 4.5 stars by the viewers of YouTube, correct?
Correct. And that's had over a million.
It's been viewed by 1.6 million people already. And this just happened on Friday night. And 1.6 million have already looked at it on YouTube. There's a second version up. Tell them about that one.
That version has got 5 stars out of 5 because it has subtitles.
Subtitles. So you got an extra 0.5 star out of the deal. Is that the most you can give something on YouTube?
Yes.
Is 5 stars?
The highest rating available.
Here is, if you missed it earlier, this is just really sort of unbelievable. And you got to really listen carefully. They are asking her the question, the Miss Teen USA pageant. This is Miss South Carolina. A blonde, very attractive young woman, though, who wasn't ready for this one that they threw at her.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our children.
Thank you very much, South Carolina. Hi.
You can make a fortune translating from stupid, though, I will tell you.
There's so much going on in there. She starts right off with U.S. Americans. Mm-hmm. Now, it's clear what she's doing. She's stalling, trying to think
I
of something.
I personally believe.
Yeah, yeah. She's stalling, and she comes out with really dumb stuff. I personally believe. Well, what else would you, why would you be saying if you didn't personally believe it? I personally believe. Oh, because really, we thought you were going to give the opinion of Miss Michigan. We thought that maybe you were going to take hers.
Yeah, but I can't spell Michigan.
So I personally believe that U.S. Americans, as opposed to Canadian Americans.
South American Americans.
South Americans.
They're Americans, too.
And then all of a sudden, she just generates this thing, pulls it right out of her ass, this thing about South Africa. There wasn't even anything. South Africa wasn't even mentioned.
Yeah, it was about Americans.
She starts talking about South Africa, and then like goes into this whole thing about South Africa
and the Iraq
twice. The Iraq
because it's the Iraq War. So she just figures the country is known as
the Iraq.
Never seen it written down.
That's right,
anything.
Right. The Iraq War, and the country of the Iraq really would probably like to get out of that war. And the Iraq people from the Iraq would also like to get out of it.
Such as.
And then just conjures this whole thing up. And it's just like you do a content analysis on it. She said nothing. One more time.
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans
already in trouble
are unable to do so
because you've said nothing so far. You've already used up 10 seconds.
Is some people out there in our nation,
some people out there in our nation who can't find the U.S. Americans on the U.S. American map.
That's tough.
So some people out there in our nation, she's going somewhere now.
That don't have maps.
Yeah, they don't have maps. Because they certainly don't have computers or MapQuest or...
I can't refold them.
It's
hard.
Don't have one in the glove compartment.
And I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa...
Our education, such as in South Africa.
Right.
All right. Now, my brain's not big enough to even understand what the hell she means by that. Our education. So it's been revealed that 20% of U.S. Americans can't find the United States of America on a world map. So she thinks it's because some people out there in our country don't have maps. Now all of a sudden she's in South Africa. How the hell did she get to South Africa?
And the Iraq, everywhere like such as.
So now she's in Iraq and South Africa. She just pulled out the only two countries she could remember.
I've been in bars and listened to drunk people make more sense than that.
But were they as cute? No.
The question is, why can't Americans find America on a map? And she's in the Iraq and South Africa, the only two countries she apparently is aware of. Although later on, she does mention Asia.
And I believe that they should...
Who's they?
Our education over here.
So she's back here now. She was briefly in the Iraq and South Africa.
And the U.S. should help the U.S.
Yeah, the U.S. should help the U.S.
Yes, it should.
God helps people who help themselves. The U.S. should help the U.S.
Or should help South Africa.
Or help South Africa. After you're done helping the U.S., get back over to South Africa because I was just there, you'll recall.
It should help the Iraq and the Asians.
Yeah, right. In the meantime, they're like, put this girl out of her misery, please. Somebody shoot her in the head. And she's still going. She's got her chime, and she's still trying to, like, mop up.
Countries, so we will be able to build up our future.
Thank you
very
much.
For our
children.
Correct. South Carolina.
For our children. Fine.
Well, she had to talk about the city of Asian. There's just not enough time.
And you lose all respect for the host. Why didn't he just say,
the host, of course.
What?
Mario Lopez, who graduated from Saved by the Bell, which took place where? In a school in the America of U.S.
So he never deserved any respect.
Oh, man. My diaphragm, my whole lower abdomen is in pain. I'm laughing at that thing. Anyhow, the thing is, as funny as it is just hearing it, wait until you see the sort of Kathy Lee Gifford-esque deer in the headlights look on this girl's face.
as she's trying to conjure this stuff up. It is hilarious. It's freaking hilarious.
That sound that was made when her time was up, was that something they hit her on the head with? That's the sound that came out of her skull?
Yeah. You know, we're not picking on women either because it's just dumb girls, because we pick on guys all the time too. Shaquille O'Neal.
Period. P-U-R-E-U-D, period.
Period. Okay, that's the end of that bit.
It's a man with a guitar behind me, and I've cued him to play, but he won't play.
His name is Dean.
Oh, you need
he was waiting to be invited.
Man with a guitar.
So basically, anything you say to the man.
That was great. Good job, Dean.
Go, Dean.
I walk around, man with a guitar.
We need, you know what? When we get back to St. Louis, we need this.
Yes, we do.
We need this guy to just walk up behind us and start playing, you know.
Hey, Dean, every time somebody says something funny here, which might not happen very often today, but let's hear it.
That was really funny. Let's hear it.
Wow.
It might be the only time you play today.
And then you have to, like, you know, there's going to be some dirge, like, for a sad story.
That was supposed to be funny, real nice try.
You'll be using that one a lot, Dean.
Stay close, Dean.
Dean, you get paid to do this?
This is my job. This is my job, yeah.
Walt Disney World employs you, or the Animal Kingdom.
My day job is working at the Animal Kingdom. And they what tell me about job. People. I walk around. Like the folks who were in line for the show that I work is called the Festival of the Lion King. Uh-huh. And they tell me about folks. And I understand you guys are JC and the U-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have a moment? Can I write a song about JC and the U-Man?
Well,
right
we have
here?
Names too. Yeah. Laurie Mack and Jennifer Sparks.
Well,
but that's too complicated.
She's not going to remember. Yeah. It's JC and the U-Man, Sparky and Mack.
Sparky and Mack.
Oh, he didn't even need time.
He's yeah.
We're ready. We're on. You man and JC, it's a fact. The ladies tell me they would not be nothing without Sparky and Mac. Now Sparky, she's the sweetheart, the baby, it's true. And Mac, when we need to know something, the boys come to you. It's gonna be a lot of fun at the Animal Kingdom. Think about all the wild animals you can see. Now Sparky and Mac, they were entertained, that's a fact. What are them wild animals out there? Why, that's you man and JC. Man and JC.
Great, good
now
job.
That's, now that's an open. Now that's an open.
Wow.
John, this is the best newscast you've ever done.
Thank you very much.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute Laurie Mack of K-Hits JC and the U-Man.
Laurie Mack of K-Hits JC and the U-Man.
Though you are a genius, you are not a man, which doesn't take a genius to see. So you're an honorary RMOG.
Real man of genius.
This pretty Georgian redhead entered radio as a fallback to acting, unaware just how far back she'd fall.
Free falling.
One day out of pure frustration, she'll tender resignation, and then stay tuned for Major League managerial groveling.
We're down on our knees.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, Laurie. This tribute to you is in lieu of actual monetary compensation from JC and U-Man, who got it free.
You cheap sons of cats.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
J.C. Corcoran Podcast.